This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Ukraine accused Russia-backed separatists in the countries east of more ceasefire violations on Friday. Escalation in eastern Ukraine is further raising tensions between the Kremlin and the West. Moscow state media is reporting Russia's military will be conducting large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Black Lives Matter is being slammed for posting bail on a man attempting a political assassination.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday, the Senate voted 65-27 to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown again. The resolution extends funding through March 11th and amplifies how Washington cannot come together to support a long-term budget. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The peaceful protesters in Canada by truckers demanding an end to Canada's freedom-killing COVID mandates are now being arrested by Prime Minister Trudeau's police force. One shop owner in Ottawa was forced to shut down because she chose to support freedom. Tammy Giuliani on Fox News.
Never in my 56 years have I ever experienced a country so divided, so full of hatred towards friends and neighbors. Someone draped a large bed sheet over our sign, and the sign read, Tammy supports terrorists.
As more people see the political tyranny in Canada, some Americans are choosing not to be outdone when standing up for freedom. In fact, American mothers are getting behind the People's Convoy, a U.S. protest calling for the end of COVID-19 pandemic mandates. Organizer Maureen Steele on Newsmax Thursday.
The mothers are coming out swinging, and they are busy supplying up the truckers, doing care packages, food, water, all of that to get to the truckers for this convoy. We have LGBTQ groups even jumping onto this convoy. The word patriotic seems to have taken on a negative connotation with the very far left as being, tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy theorists, are now the new patriots. But that is not true. You know, they can't change Webster's dictionary. We are just freedom-loving, country-loving people, as we all should be.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, right? But thank you for joining in because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to save this democracy sincerely. Not the way that you hear from the political pundits, but the way the common folk, the everyday American, sees the danger that we're in right now. With us right now is the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Wilfred Riley joins us now. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Pretty well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. We seem to be in a lot of trouble here. And, you know, a lot of, you know, we're getting a lot of echo chamber echoes, you know, that's going on. But somehow we got to find a way to knock the walls down to where we can talk across the divide and be able to reason together. What's your forecast on that?
What's my forecast on people learning to more rationally come together?
Yes.
Well, I mean, in the short term, it's pretty easy to joke around and say, well, the forecast is pretty bad. Yeah. At some point, I don't think the current climate can continue forever. I mean, there's a great deal of polarization, and as we've talked before, a lot of it, if you're looking at some of Black Lives Matter's claims, for example, or even QAnon's on the other side, is driven by beliefs that aren't true. So at some point, I think people are going to turn back to science or perhaps their faith tradition or something like this, and you'll see a bit less conflict. But I don't know if this is going to diffuse anytime soon. Media, social media, so on aren't going anywhere.
Yeah, it seems to me that there is this nefarious force underlying and driving this. It's demonstrated with Black Lives Matter and Antifa, but I believe there's a layer below that that's kind of, you know, fanning the flames. Is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, well, in terms of the actions of movements like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, I mean, those are only possible in the context of broader social patterns. I mean, to some extent, you have to ask the question, where's the money coming from?
Exactly.
And this may be what you're getting at. I mean, I recently wrote a piece making the point that Black Lives Matter has received something like $11 billion in donations over the past couple of years, and nobody really seems to know where the money went. Mm-hmm. There also has to be what you could call social toleration. So, I mean, for almost a year in 2020, we saw mobs of people destroying large areas of major cities. I mean, in Portland, there were something like 120 straight days of rioting. So someone has to make the call there that the police officers don't just go in with the rubber bullets and, you know, the pepper batons and so on down the line and clear the streets. So, yeah, there was a decision made by a number of pretty influential people to let this go on. I mean, Black Lives Matter was the darling of much of America for a while, much of left-leaning America, at least.
Right. And then, of course, we got news last night of a BLM chapter spending $100,000 to bail out a Kentucky activist charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, this is what this bill is one of the wildest stories I've seen in a while. So I actually knew some of the people involved here, at least casually. I mean, I'm obviously a teacher and businessman in Frankfort and in Louisville. I have a house in Frankfort, apartment in Louisville. This happened in Louisville. What happened was that Quintez Brown, who was a former reporter for the major paper in town, the Louisville Courier Journal, Louisville City of 2+ million people, tried to shoot the mayor or the likely mayor, Greenberg. He went into his office with a loaded semi-automatic handgun, opened fire on him, and apparently he hadn't been going to the range much. He missed every shot. But the mayor was terrified, nearly killed. This guy runs out. He's arrested by the police, of course, because it's, you know, pretty obvious what happened. It's pretty high-profile crime. And, yeah, the local chapter of Black Lives Matter bailed him out, and the narrative seems to be that this guy is just a troubled civil rights activist. We need to be patient with him, so on down the line. It's a pretty remarkable story.
It really is. You know, this doesn't happen for everyday Americans, although, I mean, look, there's a lot of discussion right now about bail reform and what's going on. But this is a radical case in point that is just brain bruising for people that want to reason this. This is, you know, what kind of America are we living in? I mean, some have suggested that we're in a post-constitutional America. Do you think that there's validity to that?
No, I don't think we're in a post-constitution. Well, first of all, to some extent, it depends where you live. I mean, there are very few large, almost entirely left-wing. I can't think of a large red city other than Jacksonville. But there are a few large cities where you are going to see local government getting arrogant enough to attempt to put limitations on some of the constitutional rights and protections, like the right to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the famous case, D.C. versus Heller, actually targeted Washington's crazy gun laws, where you could only have a certain number of weapons, and, you know, weapons and ammunition had to be stored separately, and guns had to be held in locked, fingerprint open cases and things like this. That's the last, maybe a slight exaggeration. But, I mean, I think there are areas of the country where you might find some of your freedoms a bit limited. But, no, America as a whole, I don't think, is a post-constitutional country. I don't think if you talk to people in Louisville, for example, a very racially and economically integrated city, you're going to find more than 5% support for a, quote-unquote, national divorce or anything like that. But I do think that the story here is so remarkable for a lot of reasons. And one of them is kind of the approved narrative privilege, you could call it. I mean, this guy is an upper-middle-class guy, obviously. He's a guy who's advancing what's currently the popular narrative in the country, this sort of BLM racial reckoning stuff. And, I mean, the thing that's so remarkable about this is that he got bail.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, I think that's what a lot of people are pointing to, and people are just even joking about this. I went to a barbershop yesterday, but it's like, this guy shot the mayor? How'd they let him out of jail?
Right.
But bail was $100,000. I guess bond was $10,000. Mm-hmm. So BLM Louisville, I mean, they just went online and they raised this amount of money, which isn't very much money. I mean, that's a $5,000 or $10,000 bond is what you might be paying if your buddy was arrested for domestic violence, unfortunately, or something like this. So it's a pretty surprising case. I mean, and I think to some extent it's going to be up to the victim how seriously he decides to go after this. I mean, obviously with a word from him, I mean, and when I like think about this, but the prosecutor could be motivated to seek 20, 30 years, but will that happen, or will we see this treated almost as a lark, like, oh, he had a mental health issue and no one has really heard? We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, what seems to be the case across the country with some of these progressive progressive prosecutors and that is that they seem to not want to deal with these because of, you know, there's still such an overflow and a backlog of cases dealing with COVID. Oh, yeah, by the way. And, you know, it's like, okay, do I need something else? Is this innocuous? Okay, nobody really they got shot at. You know, I mean, they could talk their way around it. And, I mean, there's some cases that I know of these exactly, Will, where judges have told prosecutors, get that out of here. I don't want to deal with it. It's, you know, nobody got shot. Let's move on. You know, they only got shot at. Right now it's brain bruising for me when I think about it. And this, you know, the fact that you have somebody, like you say, this guy's shooting, you know, thank God he's a terrible shot. and nobody was injured. But, boy, I come from the school of thought and respect for my Second Amendment right that if you send a round down the down range, you own that round. In this case, not so, I guess. What can you say? We've got more from Dr. Will Riley. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. If you're hearing us over the weekend as we replay on Radio America, we're thankful for this network and their independence. You may hear us on a delayed at a different time, but know that we do air live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. BillMartinezLive.com is where you can go for more information. We're talking right now with a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, I had had a discussion with Jason Riley in his new book, The Black Boom, and as I got my copy, and I see that you and Juan Williams did Point Counterpoint as part of as part of the book, which I thought was quite interesting, which part of the topic was, was how the economy had had improved and done so much better for minorities, black and Hispanics, under Trump policies versus Obama. And it was interesting. I mean, Juan Williams, of course, we've known him for a long time, and he frustrates me at times, but I do want to listen to him to hear, okay, help me understand how he, arrives to certain conclusions. But it was, when I read your section, then I was able to rearrange my mind again, and I was thankful for what you said.
Yeah, well, the main thing I think Juan and I disagreed on. So first of all, the book's called The Black Boom. It's Jason Riley writes a lot of great short books that are kind of on the letters to a young conservative front. They're just ways to look at atypical topics that don't get a lot of media coverage. This one is talking about the Donald Trump economy. And I think everyone accepts that Trump was, nothing else, a businessman. His economy was pretty good pre-COVID. That's the reason he wasn't reelected. But one of the things Juan points, or that Jason points out, is that this specifically helped minorities, especially black people, who tend to be concentrated in blue-collar jobs, who tend to be concentrated in urban areas, a few professional fields, so on down the line. And the economic boost caused by some of those policies, like manufacturing in America, for example, was pretty significant. Like, black unemployment was cut by 15.4% under Trump. Mm-hmm. And in my essay, I make the point, when people ask why Republicans started getting more of the minority vote, I mean, Trump got 12% of the black vote. It doesn't sound like a lot. It's pretty good for a Republican. Around 20% of black men. You're talking around 40% of the Hispanic vote when we saw the final numbers in 2020. The reason for that isn't sort of like bamboozling or, minorities think the Democrats are racist too. It was that these black and Hispanic business people had just voted for Trump. They liked his policies. Exactly. They didn't care what he said on Twitter. So that was the point of the book, and I agree with that. But I also mentioned that Jason Riley is a little sympathetic toward illegal immigration. He wrote the book called Let Them In, which famously argues that it's the, sort of the inspiration for Matt Iglesias' 1 Billion Americans, I think. But sort of argues that we should open the borders, let people in, because everyone who takes a job here also creates a job. And I'd say that I don't think Trump was as harsh on illegal migration as people generally say. We've also seen massive legal immigration lately, and I argue that did have a wage-depressing effect. Mm-hmm. And just one more sentence here. One of the things that's constantly said on kind of the political left is that wages for the average working man, like the head of a household and a blue-collar job, have been increased since 1973. And I actually, this is one of the things I kind of lean left about, that I have sympathy for that guy, like the Ohio steel worker or whatnot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think the reason that they give, which is like corporate corruption or something, is the reason for this. I think that since the 1970s, I mean, the new immigration acts were passed in 65 and 69. Feminism started late 60s. I think we've seen a lot of people flood into the workforce. So, I mean, for many jobs, you have obviously women, which is, certainly can't do anything about that legally, but you have legal immigrants, illegal immigrants. You have twice as many pairs of hands going for the same mid-level position in a lot of states. Mm-hmm. And this just really isn't discussed. So I make this point that immigration drove down the quote-unquote Trump boom. And it certainly had a much more massive effect on a potential Obama boom. And Juan, as I recall, I haven't read his essay since vetting it 6 months ago, but he disagrees with that. He says that the Trump boom was overstated. It was a continuation of the Obama boom. It was an echo. And he says that immigration has pretty much just a positive effect.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you have to forget what Barack Obama himself said as he was exiting and completing his administration. he clearly said that the best you could hope for GDP-wise was somewhere 1.8. That Donald Trump's assertion of anything above 2% in talking 3, 4% was totally ludicrous, that that wasn't going to happen, that the economy had matured itself and these other headwinds were going to be problematic. Of course, Trump comes in, he frees the market, takes out regulations, he levels the playing field, he goes after these things that were impeding some of these international agreements that were faux agreements that were injuring the American worker, and basically just said, hey, look, if you want to go back to work, the gates are open, go enjoy yourself, because we find that when people are working, that's when they're most fulfilled and they're happiest. And for 3+ years of this administration, people were pretty happy with the policies and the results. And this is why I asked in a column one time, who told you to hate Trump? Because, but the thing is, a lot of Hispanics, a lot of minorities, practically, including Kanye West, looking at the practicality of these policies, saying, hey, he's our guy. I mean, we just had a black president who came in. That was also Jason's premise that he wrote in his book, The Black Boom, was that you would think when you have a black president, there were going to be so many positive things for minorities. But it was almost the opposite that occurred.
Yeah, I mean, so Barack Obama, actually, I mean, I have a lot of issues with Barack Obama, but his economy, the USA has been pretty successful economically, really, since Clinton Gingrich in the 90s. And before that, we're the most powerful country in the world. So Obama's economy wasn't a complete disaster either. I mean, Obama and Bush did deal with the Great Recession through 2007, 2009. But, I mean, the point that Jason makes is that Barack Obama was an intelligent guy, and he gave economic predictions going forward. He predicted about 1.6 to 1.8% year-over-year GDP growth.
Right.
And when Trump came forward and said 3% or 4%, everybody laughed at that. And then Trump got very close to those totals. He got 3.1%, that kind of thing. So it is worth saying, well, there was a Trump boom in addition to whatever boom we saw under Obama. And that was the theme of the book. I don't know if there's that much more to say there.
I would hope that we would draw some lessons out of this. I mean, why are we reproducing the wheel every time a new administration comes in for the sake of, political gain? I mean, we've got enough empirical evidence to say, look, when you do X, you get X. And, there's certain causal relationships here. I always felt, which challenged me, Professor, was with Barack Obama, we lived in the realm of the theoretical so often. And I'm going, wow, sounds like a nice theory. Okay, well, you're the president. We'll try. Well, you know what? It's not working. Let's do something else. And something about the free market, it runs itself. If you let it run free, and I'm not saying run free hapless and, break all kinds of laws or anything like that. Yes, there has to be some measured constraint. So,
of course,
understand what I'm saying here. But, I think men getting in into thinking that somehow they can control humanity and individuals, I think is a bit ludicrous and too optimistic.
Yeah, well, I think there are two levels there. I mean, first, obviously, so you're pointing out two of the big flaws with kind of technocratic leadership. The first is, I think, extraordinary arrogance. Like, what is it the general said during Vietnam? We are the glittering young ones, the best and the brightest. And we're here to save the world.
Yeah.
And then, despite heroic effort from the boys, I mean, we lost the war. Yeah. So there's this remarkable arrogance. Barack Obama once said that his climate change policy was something like, I will push back the rising seas, talking like King Canute. So you see a fair bit of this, but I think that a deeper level is that because of that arrogance and because of that desire for originality, and you certainly see this in the social sciences too, in terms of what gets published in journals and this type of thing, there is this wheel recreation. I mean, the reality is that pretty simple things like letting the market run mostly free, having cops on the street patrolling so that people aren't out there casing the stores, encouraging dads to stay with their kids via, a real child support system, and for that matter, the church, so on down the line. Like, those things work pretty well, and they're never going to stop working. So continually trying to reinvent them is usually pretty pointless.
I think so. I would agree with you. And we'll leave it at that and let people ponder on it. The professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, Dr. Wilford Riley. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.
I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Ukraine accused Russia-backed separatists in the countries east of more ceasefire violations on Friday. Escalation in eastern Ukraine is further raising tensions between the Kremlin and the West. Moscow state media is reporting Russia's military will be conducting large-scale drills involving its nuclear forces starting Saturday. USA Radio News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you've heard about IQ and EQ, right? But now you should know your OQ, your oral health quotient. Alarmingly, half of all people globally suffer from oral disease, but very few people know that oral health is the gateway to overall health, despite the evidence that oral diseases can increase the risk of other health conditions. Joining us today is Dr. Maria Ryan, the Chief Clinical Officer with the Colgate-Palmolive Company, to share details on how you can know your OQ and efforts to educate and improve oral health worldwide. Dr. Maria Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Well, let's talk oral health. Why is it so important to be talking about oral health these days?
Well, Bill, you know, the fact is that despite the fact that we tell people to brush their teeth and to see the dentist, cavities really remain the most prevalent chronic disease among adults and children. And if we look worldwide, oral disease affects half of the world's population. And the consequences of having gum disease or having cavities extend beyond your mouth. As you said, oral health is the gateway to your overall health and well-being. And if left untreated, it could increase your risk for heart disease, for stroke. It can have an impact on mental health and emotional well-being. And particularly during the pandemic, you know, we recognize that one of the number one unmet health needs is oral health, that people haven't been able to really keep up with it and get to the dentist, et cetera.
Dr. Ryan, why are we so casual about oral health?
Well, I think there's, you know, this lack of understanding about why it's so important. And we really need to, you know, understand that these diseases are preventable. And so if you do something about it, you can help to prevent them. And if you don't, like we have done surveys, you know, we may be casual about it, but parents report mm-hmm. that if kids have cavities, it causes worry and anxiety and sadness to both the parent and the child.
Right.
And I think we're also casual because we don't understand the risk for not taking care of it. You know, increasing your risk for pneumonia, for adverse pregnancy outcomes, making it harder to control your diabetes. So despite all the science, oral health literacy is low. And so through the Know Your OQ campaign, we're hoping to empower people because knowledge is power. And the more they understand about their oral health, perhaps the less casual they'll be about it.
Exactly, because it seems that the general approach to oral health is, I'm okay until I have pain. But by the time you have pain, you've got serious damage, don't you? Or you could have.
Absolutely. And, you know, unfortunately, most of the diseases we treat, particularly gum disease, is a silent disease. By the time you have pain, so just as you talked about, the disease has really progressed. And that's why we feel if people go to knowyouroq.com and they take this interactive assessment to really know their OQ score from like 1 to 10, and they can take this test in about 2 to 3 minutes, they can learn about cavities and gum disease and even things, you know, more severe like oral cancer and things like bad breath that we all talk about on a daily basis. And they'll learn about the connections between their oral and overall health and well-being, and they'll learn about the preventive strategies they can take. And also, we have links there on where they can find help, where they can find a local dentist that they can go to.
Marie, I can tell you, when I was in school, the nuns addressed oral health with us a little bit. I got a little bit more when I was in the Marine Corps. But by and large, as you said earlier, education is so key, and it's way past time that we become especially proactive about our oral health. So this is why I'm grateful that you're coming on to talk about this, because, you know, this so much about this is preventable, isn't it?
It really is. And you know, it's all about knowledge. And knowledge is power. And, you know, we actually have a program called Bright Smiles, Bright Futures, which is for children, where they can learn about the importance of their oral health. The earlier you start, Bill, the better off you are, you know, to create those habits. And the materials in there are in 30 different languages for teachers and parents to have those conversations with their kids, and for stories for children to read and games for them to play. And so it's really important that we start early with this. And that will help the preventive strategy.
Well, we're talking to Dr. Maria Ryan, the Chief Clinical Officer with the Colgate-Palmolive Company. Maria, how can we get ahead of all this and improve our oral health? What's your primary recommendation?
Well, I would say, you know, in addition to going to knowyouroq.com and our Bright Smiles, Bright Futures site for children's oral health and taking that quiz, I recommend that, you know, people really do the best they can with their oral hygiene at home for themselves and for their kids, that they learn about all of this and become empowered. And, you know, we've been doing a lot of research, Bill, you know, to really advance our understanding between oral and overall health. And the more that we do, the more we recognize that if you manage your oral health, you can reduce the risk for some of these diseases and perhaps better control your diabetes. And, you know, we have actually a program where we're talking to key thought leaders throughout the world to spread this message. And on LinkedIn, we have a Get to Know Your OQ with Colgate-Palmolive. And we've also developed connected technologies. We find that if you use a connected toothbrush that really guides you and tells you how long to brush, how often to brush. It lets you know if you've reached all the surfaces. It gives you messages about using toothpaste with actives like fluoride and using your floss at least once a day and using mouth rinses. But in the end, education is key, and this knowyouroq.com site will help your listeners to learn more about this. And I hope that they join us in our mission to improve on oral health knowledge to promote a healthier future, one that we can all smile about.
I think most people would say, look, I'm in, Maria. I want to manage my oral health here. This sounds really good. But, the software, the interactive that you have available that Colgate-Palmolive has made available is very powerful because, you know, if you don't measure anything, you really can't measure that which you can't manage that which you don't measure. So it starts with getting that standard. And this is what's so informative about knowing your OQ. Is now you get a standard. I got to imagine for kids, this is quite enlightening. What kind of response are you getting from the young people who do this and realize, wow, I didn't really appreciate before then how important my oral health was until I was experiencing this.
Yeah, you know, I have a son, and I know how hard it was to get him to brush when he was a little boy, and I have to tell you, I'm a dentist, so I was like going crazy trying to get him to do this. And we have this Hum Kids brush, which has augmented reality. So it has actual games in it, so it makes it fun for them, and it gets them to that 2 minutes of brushing, which for a child is like an eternity. Actually, for some adults, it seems to be the same. But it really gets them to that point and makes it fun. And I remember giving my nephew this connected brush with augmented reality and games and prizes you can win. And my sister-in-law said, I can't get this kid to brush, Maria, ever. And he was at our home, and he didn't want to go to bed because he wanted to brush more with the brush. And she said, oh, my God, this is like a savior. You know, it's going to save his teeth. So there are ways to engage our children. There are ways to engage adults. In fact, you know, when we first came out with this augmented reality brush, so many young people, they are gamers. They love games. They're like, can you make one of these for adults? You know, so we are working on that as well. But anything to get you to where you need to go. And as I said, you know, the time people need to spend twice a day, 2 minutes, doesn't seem like a long time, but for many people, you know, it does. They just can't seem to find the time. So, you know, when you have connected technology that can remind you, just like a Fitbit reminds us to take our 10,000 steps, you know, it really helps people to get to where they need to go.
Well, Dr. Maria Ryan, we got to leave it there. She's the Vice President, Chief Dental Officer at Colgate-Palmolive. Where can people go for more information, Dr. Ryan?
They can go to knowyouroq.com right now and be an ambassador for oral health.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher realtor who is honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still the same yesterday, today, and forever. That we can count on, right? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. And we're going to be talking about the U.S. Supreme Court that's currently deliberating whether to roll back Roe v. Wade and thereby grant states greater latitude to regulate or prohibit abortion. Zachary Mettler is back with us. He's a staff writer and communications liaison with Focus on the Family. Zach, good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks.
Hey, I'm excited to talk about this, to keep it up front, excited in a way that it's important for people to be aware of what is going on and what, you know, is this a possible opportunity for the U.S. Supreme Court to right a wrong?
Certainly. And, you know, to be honest, 2022 looks to be a banner year for the pro-life movement. I mean, we've just seen some amazing things happen over the past year. Last year, in 2021, states passed a record 106 new pro-life laws across the country. And the previous record was set a decade ago, actually, in 2011, when 89 new pro-life laws were enacted. So this is a great new record, and it's really an exciting time to be a part of the pro-life movement because so much progress is being made in states around the nation.
What's happening, Zach, to cause, you know, 106 new pro-life laws? I mean, this appears to be, and we've been reporting on this over the years, is we have seen this organic movement that has just been gathering steam from one coast to the other. And this is a bipartisan issue. This is not just a conservative issue, a Republican issue. You've got people of all political sides that are coming together and fighting for life. What is happening?
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think it started last year with the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I think that really galvanized a lot of states to say that, hey, there might be an opportunity here to potentially overturn Roe v. Wade and make a lot of progress towards protecting babies in the womb. And so we've seen states just this week, passed important laws protecting preborn babies. Virginia House of Delegates, they passed a bill 52-48 on protecting babies who are born alive after a failed abortion attempt. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you'll remember, Ralph Northam, mm-hmm. in 2019, he endorsed allowing newborn babies to die if a late-term abortion failed. And so that's a great state where a new pro-life law is looking to be enacted with a new governor-elect.
Yeah, Northam's response was just offer comfort care, right? Until they expired. Don't feed them or whatever, just comfort them somehow. I don't know, rather disgusting to think about it. But, I think the other thing that's happening, Zach, is that, maybe we can be thankful for COVID. We've heard so much about science, and we've had an increasing amount of science entering into the debate that's inarguable. I mean, initially in 73, the argument and the things that were said were so hyperbolic and unsupported, but yet it sounded good and it was emotional and it offered some a sense of reproductive convenience, for people that just wanted to do as they darn well please. And if somebody got pregnant, no big whoop, because it was inconsequential anyway. It was like, just getting rid of a tumor. Well, then, when women realized, because science started to demonstrate to them that this was far from being a tumor and maybe explained why the heartache for them, because if something was so inconsequential, why were their hearts breaking? Why were women committing suicide because of an abortion?
Yeah, that's right. And, one of the things my organization, Focus on the Family, loves doing is providing crisis pregnancy centers with 4D ultrasound technology so that the women who are experiencing a crisis pregnancy can go in and see their baby on the screen. And that ultrasound technology is so powerful, and it shows the world the baby. It says, hey, this is not just a clump of cells. This is a preborn life that's worth being protected.
So for decades, we didn't have that technology. Now it's there, and women are seeing this. And men as well, Zach, that's the other thing, too, that is adding to this organic movement, is men themselves are realizing, oh, my God, I killed my child. I'm just as guilty. And, and every time we talk about this again, I want to remind people, first of all, that they need to know God loves you. Okay. And that just because you made a mistake doesn't disqualify you. I mean, history is complete with all sorts of stories of people, heroes in the Bible, who messed up, killed people. God forgave them. In fact, even one, he said, he's a man after my own heart. Okay, so I want you to draw comfort from that, because the guilt and the shame and coming to the realization of the truth of abortion, that you bought into a lie, it can be crippling. It can be devastating. And God does not want you to live with that weight. And that's why he says, number one, I love you. Number two, can we talk? Bring that to me, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, the whole concept of grace is that we don't deserve it. And if we deserve it, well, I certainly don't. Mm-hmm. And yet God still loves me, and I know that for sure. The idea that abortion just affects women, I mean, that's a lie. Right. It affects men as well, like you're talking about. And part of my story, this is a personal issue for me, is that I was born at 29 weeks. I weighed 2 pounds and 15 ounces, so I was 11 weeks premature. And so, there's 7 states around the nation that babies who are more developed than I was when I was born can still be aborted just because they're in their mother's womb. And so, for preborn babies like me, this is a very personal issue.
Exactly. Well, Zach, I didn't know that, but that makes it personal. And, and we appreciate your passion and your heart, because that is a story to be told. Just like we just had a Super Bowl, and there was a player for the Rams whose mother, as a 16-year-old pregnant young black girl, goes in. And, of course, her parents putting all kinds of, you've just got to abort that thing. You got to get rid of it. And fortunately, she got counsel from a pro-life organization, and they helped her through. And all these years later, I mean, her son grows to be, very educated, gets a college scholarship, is drafted by the Rams, and he played in the Super Bowl last Sunday, But for the love and counsel of pro-life groups. You know, for her, her child would have been just another statistic, and it had been a you know, a hole in her heart and grief that she would have carried with her for the rest of her life.
Mm. Yeah, it's a powerful story. I actually wrote on that story. That was Marquise Copeland.
Exactly. Right. Exactly,
yeah,
Marquise.
And right. And so, you know, I think it's important to remember that the woman definitely needs support when she's in these things. She went and at the Crisis Pregnancy Center, it says she learned to trust Jesus and she drew close to him. That was her testimony coming face to face with these people who just wanted to help her. In Texas, you know, they've banned abortions after 6 weeks successfully in that state, first time since Roe v. Wade that a state has successfully done that. Mm-hmm. And they've also allocated $100 million to provide care and counseling and baby supplies and diapers to women who need it. And so we need to protect preborn life, absolutely, and then also provide support for these women in these situations. And Texas has just done a great job of that, modeling that for the nation.
Well, Zach, what do you make of these women that aren't waiting for state laws? They're banning abortion just within themselves, within their own psychology and biology and their own ethos, and just saying, no, I reject abortion. I mean, these are quite the rebels, right?
Yeah, that's certainly true. And I think it's the organization Students for Life that has the great phrase, we want to make abortion not just illegal, but unthinkable. And I think that's a great way to think about this. And so there's women all across the nation who are choosing life for their baby. And it's because of the generosity and kindness of pro-life supporters who are willing to donate their time and their money to help women in these situations. And I'll tell you, in college, I interned for a crisis pregnancy center. I was, I think, the only man on staff, so they'd kind of be surprised when I'd walk in. But these are some of the most generous and kind-hearted people, women, that I've ever met. And they just do it out of the kindness and goodness of their heart because they feel for these women who are in these situations that they need help with.
Well, many of them, Zach, they know by experience. They made the mistake. And they're here to tell their sisters, look, don't make the mistake I made. And what they're saying to you, I mean, here's the reality. I mean, here's a sonogram of your baby. You can see this is a living being and is growing. And the other thing is that, you know, here are my story. And they will tell you. Again, I tell our audience all the time, Zach, when we get into this topic, is that I have women come to me and say, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 13. Why would that matter to them if it didn't matter, right? And when they say that to me, Zach, you can feel the pain in their heart, in their expression, and you want to just hug them and comfort them. Whatever you can do, you know, to come alongside and mourn with them because it is a painful reminder. And so though we would love it to get to that point where it's unthinkable, sadly, this generation that is responsible and has been associated with the deaths of over 60 million babies plus, it will be something that they carry with them until the day they die. And hopefully for the ensuing generations, it would be something truly, as you say, what an awesome, awesome goal to make abortion to just be unthinkable. Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be awesome. And I encourage your audience just to pray that over the next few months the Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade and protect preborn babies all across the nation.
Exactly. And to free women and men of you know, this horrific thing that we have allowed to come into our society. We're a society of life. That's what God designed for us, not a society of death. Zach Mettler, he is a staff writer and communications liaison with Focus on the Family.
Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.